These are the sounds of gunfire that erupted across areas of Paris, France, earlier today. Most of the time my podcasts, I try and focus on the positive, the inspirational, hell, maybe even the humorous as often as I can. But I really felt compelled tonight to talk about this. I'm not normally comfortable speaking about societal elements and events like this, mainly because I know that they can be so polarizing. And if you don't believe me on that, I mean, any one of you that aren't on social media, hey, get an account and log on and take a look at what's happening on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're getting news instantaneously. It's pretty goddamn grim. And I do want to apologize right now ahead of time. I normally keep my language in check. It could fly a little bit off. I'm feeling a little impassioned about this. And I mean, who couldn't? But I do want to point out a few things. I've seen both sides of it today. Some people that are already clamoring to say, this is the reason we got to keep guns. And I'm not anti-gun, by the way. I'm not. I'm fairly moderate in a lot of my views. And you have people that are saying, well, this is clearly because the French can't fight back, whatever. Or, you know, why haven't we gone and bombed the Middle East into a smoldering little, you know, pit of glass? But I'd like to focus on a few things real quickly. Won't be a very long podcast, but maybe I can not only cleanse out my mind and my soul and a little bit of this angry energy I have at this sort of atrocity happening. I think ultimately we can throw and lob every single question about what went wrong there. And then you're going to have people that go, it was ISIS, it was this, it was that sort of thing. Great. Those are all fantastic, fantastic answers. But what I'm talking about is the people that want to question what's wrong with humanity. The people that want to throw out the comments like the world is falling apart. This and that and all these other things. And no, it's not. We live in an age today where we have the capacity to communicate in seconds about things happening. We have the capacity today to change the world for the positive. And we have. We have. In many ways, not only from environmental to economic ways, are we aware of things happening. Now, being aware, just aware of the situations, is not enough. It will never be enough. Action, and I'm talking action beyond just changing your freaking Facebook avatar to something overlaid with the French flag. Great, fantastic. You know how to work a little app to make something go like. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to take the Mickey out of anybody on this. I'm not. I'm really not. It's one of those things where it's almost like fair weather fans. I'm, you know, one of the people that every day to me is about humanitarian aspects. Why? Because I want to believe that if I treat people right, if I treat people, and I'm talking people, people of all shapes, sizes, colors, religions, creeds, whatever, with respect from the get-go, from the moment I wake up, which, don't get me wrong, everybody has their off days, and I am far from being perfect. But I do believe this. I believe that in this world, there will always be differences. There will always be differences of opinion, of thought, of concept, of the ideology of where we came from and where we're going when all is done and said. And that's what makes the world go round, are these differences. The world would be a very boring place if everyone saw it the same way. If everyone illustrated artwork the same way. If everyone sang the same four bars in a pop song. Actually, that's probably really freaking true. But well, so we're just gonna move that over. But the point I'm trying to make is that I came to this conclusion as I was looking over some of the comments that I was seeing on Twitter and Twitter especially, but Facebook and Instagram. And it got to me that a lot of the people, and this is something that when I worked security at a bar downtown in Kansas City, I worked down there for many, many years, late night shifts ending at 3 and 4 in the morning, and I'd often walk back to my car with a horde of zombified, inebriated people. And in most of those circumstances, especially during the summer months and the early spring, you'd find a plethora of homeless people just, you know, strewn about, sitting, begging for change, getting handouts, that sort of thing. And I recall that the vast majority of people would either throw some money at them just to get them to go away, or they would just altogether ignore them. That, to me, was always a very odd thing. Because homeless or not, they're still people. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to try and sell you on some insane utopian concept of, well, every single person's life is absolutely worth or equal to. Or no, I don't really necessarily buy into that either. Case in point, the world-class genocidal, you know, maniacs that decided to go and commit these atrocities in Paris, that to me is an automatic, hey, let's just inject them with some Drano kind of thing for me. Because I truly do believe that if there is a hell, if there is, or whatever it might be, these guys got a one-way ticket to hell. And so, no, I don't believe in that sort of, you know, equality in that respect. Because I believe that, you know, everyone has a good chance of being a good person in this world. And granted, the definition of good is different to every single person. But I do believe that you could never really, maybe in some extenuating circumstances, if you're going out and just murdering innocent people, I can't really see where you would fit into the whole, you know, you're not going to get a letter jacket for that with a giant G on it. You're just not going to get that. But I digress. I'm sorry, I'm certainly going to go off on quite a few tangents here. I guess the point is that maybe some of these things, in the most simplest and perhaps even oversimplified ways, could have been solved by looking at ourselves in the mirror, understanding who we are, and doing the best we could to be good to our fellow man. To be understanding. Life is a wonderfully precious and amazingly unique thing. No two people will ever, ever have the same experiences. Not even twins, triplets, whatever. They don't. They just don't. And the thing is, we're all driven by outside impulses and concepts and ideas and dreams. And what motivates somebody who had those to want to go and squelch that, silence them? Silence them. I imagine earlier tonight in Paris, there was a fair amount of people that were going out for the evening to go enjoy a concert, eat at a restaurant, watch a soccer game, or maybe just be out on the streets tonight. For them, that's over. A couple hundred people, more than likely, in my guess, will be affirmed to be dead tonight. It's already, I guess, close to about 142 people. Could have been a lot worse. Doesn't make it any less worse. But it could have been much worse. I'm hoping that when things like this happen, that people have the capacity to not point fingers unless they're willing to point a really big one back at themselves. Because you see, it's easy to vilify. It is, and especially in this circumstance, and with all due provocation and reason, should we point a finger at the people who, from what I'm understanding, were more than likely ISIS people that did this. Yes, undoubtedly we point a finger at them. But there's more to it than that. It's not black and white. It's not a study in absolution. It will never be that. The world is filled with not only a multitude of colors, but an almost infinite spectrum of grays. If a situation like this had happened, people would have gone on about their lives, and we'd probably still be making jokes about the French running away in war or something along that line. Now, though, because a couple of radical Muslims decided to make a whole bunch of people's evenings really shitty by killing them, they've managed to do more damage by social awareness. They've got a hashtag going on Twitter about Paris burning. The entire concept for something like that is not that far from the mental ideology of a schoolyard bully. Sure, they can do some damage. In their own right, they are ridiculously dangerous. Because the really bad part about this is, and I would certainly voice this vocally to a lot of people that want to say, we should have gone over there and bombed the Middle East into a little molten pool of glass, that we should have just sealed our borders and pulled off some, you know, early century sort of isolationistic aspect. How are you going to do that? I mean, for God's sake, I'm recording this podcast on a Chinese-made iPhone. We have to exist that way. Because Lord knows, no one's... And this is something I've covered in other things. Yeah, wonderful. You want to make this some sort of sealed-off, community-like concept? Great. Be prepared to pay out the nose for stuff we make here. It's a world economy. It's a world stage. It's a world show. There's no turning back. Just as easily as I was able to find out what was going on inside of a theater thousands of miles away because people were tweeting about it. They were updating photos and video well before CNN and KCTV5 got on it. That should be indicative of just how intertwined our lives are. Total stranger could probably share the last moments of his life with any number of strangers watching it like some sort of really bizarre Truman Show. Man, is if that's not a case of art imitating life. So I guess to round this out, because I don't want to wax poetic, and I don't. I hope that this is yet another circumstance and situation that we can look at it and ask ourselves, what can we do moving forward to provide the best possible outcome for our fellow man? What could we do for ourselves every single day that helps us to become better people? Now, you're probably wondering why I'm saying that. And the only reason I'm saying that is because of the fact that I truly believe that, you know, referencing a butterfly effect, every action we do in this world has reciprocations that we may not even realize that could last for years. Whether that's how you raise a child to... I mean, because let's face it, that nobody is born with hatred. They're not. That's something taught to us, just like algebra and, you know, French. It's something that we learn. It's something that is put into us. What if we actually didn't need a tragic event, whether it was this, 9/11, Pearl Harbor, the bombing of an FBI building, innumerable other things, from tsunamis, you name it. What if we didn't need those to show that we gave a damn? What if we actually woke up in the morning and we made it our clarion call then I'm not going to be an asshole today to myself or to anybody else. Because the truth is, we don't really know what that person next to us is going through. We don't. I haven't walked a mile in anyone's shoes. Mainly because I like my own shoes and I got big old hobbit feet. So. I know it's probably not great to laugh during this. A lot of times it's not unlike whenever I have personal tragedy happen in my life. I try to find the humor in it. It's a self-defense mechanism for me. Always has been. Always will be. Always. I've often found when I had my short one-show comedy career, when I spoke to other comedians over the years since then, some of the saddest people in the world are the funniest. And that's their way, that's their coping mechanism. That's mine. Some people cope with it with anger, severe introversion, crying, or indifference. And all of those things are very valid reactions, and they're necessary because it's who we are. Each one of us is an individual, a wonderful, beautiful, unique individual to a certain degree. Because you see, it's great to be an individual. It really is. But unfortunately, today, in today's society, we live in a world where we're special just for being ourselves. I tend to have high issue with that. It's great. You have your own personality, you have your own, you know what, so does everybody else. And maybe because of the fact that we end up becoming so narcissistic in some ways, in a lot of ways, with the social media constructs and the capacity for phones to take selfies and that sort of thing. I don't subscribe to the idea that there's anything necessarily completely wrong with a lot of it. A phone is essentially just a glorified technological toy, and it's wonderful to see humans at play. It really is. If there was more of that in this world, we'd sure as hell have a lot less of what happened in Paris tonight. But the truth of the matter is that it also is a dangerous thing because it can make us oblivious to the pain of others. There's entire YouTube videos and concepts out there that are based on the degradation and the embarrassment of many people. And I'm not just talking about fat people or skinny people or ugly people or beautiful people messing up or anything like that. No. Just things in general. And don't get me wrong. I am very much about self-deprecating humor. I'm very much about the idea that if we're going to laugh, laugh at me first, that sort of thing. And because, you know, I'm very much in the mindset that I like people to be at ease. I really do. When they speak to me and when they're around me and that sort of thing. And so I guess as I wind this podcast down, I hope that people that did know people over in Paris, I hope your loved ones and cared for ones are safe. If it's otherwise, you have my deepest condolences. And I am sorry. Truly, I am. Nobody should ever have to go through this sort of thing. But to everyone in general, I say this. The best thing we can do in the memory of many of these people, if not all of them, is to remember that life is absolutely more than just a self-indulgent trip. It is a wonderful and unique experience, and it is only made better when we celebrate it in unification. And I don't mean that as some sort of new age hippie sort of viewpoint. I mean that as a member of society. Over the years, I've come out of my own shell, often forcefully, and a lot of times when I really, really, really didn't want to. And I've managed to meet some incredibly wonderful people. people that I cannot imagine my life being worth anything without them in it. Friends and family that I reconnected with and so on. So many things, so many dear people to me. And I'd like to think that I've affected them in a positive way. Because they certainly have for me. They certainly have. Many of them. Many of them have. And later or sooner, the reciprocation is there. And following that edict of the butterfly effect, maybe doing the unexpected in a good way can help heal a lot of the wounds that happen out there. I do not believe that anyone is born intrinsically bad. I do believe there are bad people. I do believe, without a shadow of a doubt, and this is no biblical rhetoric, that demons of a sort walk among us. People that are truly horrifying individuals. And like it or not, they are the darkest recesses of humanity. They are. And what can we do to prevent more of that? Maybe it's just food for thought. Maybe it's a call to action. I think right now, I'd just like to call it hope. So, until next time, be kind to your fellow man. Please support your local artists. And thank you so very, very much for listening to my podcast. I appreciate the feedback and the comments I've been getting. Feel free to leave comments down below, or as a lot of you have been doing, email me at mario@mariomora.net. I do love to hear the feedback and comments. That's great. It's really been really cool, and I'm glad that you guys are reciprocating. Hopefully, this particular podcast didn't bring anyone down. I just had to get some stuff off my chest and talk about this sort of thing while it was happening right now, and maybe to brighten up somebody's night that might be feeling bad. Whoever you might be, that there is truly good. The sun will come back up tomorrow. It does. It really does. Thanks. And until next time, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and I'll see you next time.